Welcome to Matters of the Heart podcast with Rashonda, Thursday's tip edition. Do you need some advice? Need some ideas to improve a specific situation, whether in the world around you or just an individual fix? Well, that's what Thursday's tip is all about. I don't just tell you how to do it, but I'll always offer a couple of tips on things you can do to succeed in the process. Thursday's tips are geared towards making us feel empowered, starting from the inside out. So, what are you waiting for? Come on in and let me share a couple of tips with you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Thursday's Tip episode. This is the Matters of the Heart podcast. I talk about inspiration, motivation, wellness, and mind peacefulness here. We share experiences, advice, and knowledge to help you improve your life and learn more. The content is always 100% positive, and your cheerful host on this beautiful journey is me, Rashonda. Today's topic is help. Social media is keeping me from being great. Are you a social media junkie? Like Lay's potato chips, can you not just scroll once and get off? Do you find yourself on there for hours upon hours? Do you feel as though you have to respond to everyone's post? Do you know more about Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, or TikTok better than the people who developed them? Yes, my friend, you may just need a little help. Was staying off social media so often one of your New Year's resolutions? Well, no worries. I got a couple of tips coming to the rescue, so stay tuned. I'm so guilty of getting on social media in the past and spending way more time than I anticipated. As if the social tab on my Gmail account isn't enough, as it reminds me and or gives me snippets of everything that's going on, from someone celebrating a birthday, posts you might have missed, or the fact that someone in your friend circle has posted something. And don't make the mistake of staying logged in, sometimes unbeknownst to you, on both or all three sites, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. If you remain logged into Instagram, you'll get notifications of anyone who just made a post, especially if you check the little white bell on their profile to get notified of every post or live they make. That bell chime or ding will constantly go off every second, it seems like, or at least for Facebook it does. While this keeps you in the know of what they're doing and what's going on, it can also be highly distracting, to say the least. So maybe you're a social media fanatic or junkie, and it's okay. No judgment here, as we all have obsessions of some kind. But if they are not taken care of, they can seriously get out of control. So again, no worries, as I have a couple of tips to calm that social media appetite. So let's get into these tips. Tip number one, select a day or days to get on. If you're really addicted to social media, consider this as going to therapy. Something that's not every day, but once or twice a week. In the same way, just as you would put an appointment on your phone calendar, put on your calendar the days you want to get on social media. Maybe you'll only get on for Tuesdays or Thursdays, or Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. If you ask it to, the phone will send you a reminder letting you know this is the day to get on. This is the first step in controlling your frequency. Tip number two. Now this step goes with tip number one. Let's say it's Tuesday, your day to get on social media. Next, you'll want to set a timer on your phone. If you have the clock app, you'll be able to set it, or any timer will work. You'll need a timer with a buzz. I wouldn't trust looking at the clock and trying to remember when you need to get off. You need something that will literally go off when your time is up. You can set the timer to 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or even 60 minutes. Once these times are up, so is your scrolling time, okay? If you miss commenting on a post, oh well, you have to catch up on the next time you're on. Tip number three. Do you have the urge to scroll when you're posting? Well, that's why I love scheduling tools such as Buffer and Hootsuite. And no, this podcast is not sponsored by either. However, they both can calm your addiction. I've used both and they are really good with posting your posts for you. All you have to do is complete your posts, set a time in which you like them to post to your socials, and voila, they'll take care of the rest. Buffer allows you to have a free plan in which you can post to any three sites of your choosing. To post more, you'll have to get a paid plan. Hootsuite now only allows you to do 5 postings, but you can set a minimum for free of 3 socials as well. You can post more and add more channels with paid plans for both. And while these tools are great, you do have to check on them from time to time, and sometimes things get hung up and you'll realize your post didn't post at all for that day. Also, please keep in mind that these scheduling tools only work for business or group pages, including Instagram. They do not post to personal pages. Which brings me to my next tip. Tip number 4. What to do when you want to post to your personal page and scroll at the same time. If you don't have a business page or want to post to your own page or share a post to your personal page, remember what you post and your screen time is on the countdown. So be conscious of that. Only do it on the days you select to get on social media. Now, tip number 4 goes along with tip number 1, which is figuring out the day that you want to be on social media, and tip number 2 in setting that timer. So if you set a timer for 60 minutes, maybe 30 minutes of those minutes can be used to post or share a post, and the other 30 minutes can be used to scroll and like and love a post and all this other type of stuff. So, you know, you can kind of figure it out that way. Now, I have to blow it out of the water for tip number 5, and I have to talk to you like a big sister who cares, because I do. So, before we get into tip number 5, let's take a quick break. Okay, tip number 5. Do you have anything else to do? Yes, I said it, but we have to rip the band-aid and address it. Let's face it, the time we spend scrolling on social media or clap backing at someone is time we can be used for self-improvement, or self-development. How about working on your health, your spiritual growth, writing a book, making plans with your family, taking a course that you've never taken before, or just getting your minds to a clearer space? According to a report in hometownstations.com published in October of 2021, it said that people spend an average of 2.5 hours a day on social media. Wow, a day. That's 75 hours of a month and a lot of time spent on scrolling. Listen, this year, get busy using that time to help you, not hurt you, because time is of the essence. You have things to do, and the last thing you want to do is look around and realize you wasted it. This year, I decided to deactivate my Facebook and log out of Instagram and Twitter, and I actually did it. It was like the end of December. Most of the time I would leave the logins open because it just made it easier to access instead of logging in and remembering a password, which is another tip you can implement. You know, if you're trying to really, hone down on your social media, you know, phase, or trying to not to get on there so much, log completely out. Because you're going to have to remember your password in order to get back in. Or as some phones have it, now you can just touch your face and then you can get on, then it'll let you into Facebook and all this stuff. It's just, they're trying to make it an easier way to do anything. But the greatest thing is just logging out. So log out. If you're like me, you'll forget the password. And honestly, that takes work to go through all those prompts. And I'm realizing the older I get, I realize little things like that really annoy me. And I'll give up. Like, I won't keep trying. I'll just like, okay, I don't remember the password. Oh, well, I guess I don't need to log in today. However, I decided to let go of social media because I really wanted to get closer to God and just gain clarity for my life, my next steps, and etc. And honestly, at this point, I'm not sure when I will get back on, but I know it won't be anytime soon. And I have a business, this podcast, and more things that I like to post to social media because, you know, you want people to know that, hey, I got this going on, you know, check it out or whatever. But that's where trust in God comes in at, you know. So now you don't have to do this. You do what's best for you. This episode is not about you deactivating your accounts, but not putting so much time into them and using the extra time to grow in other areas. Think about it. If every social media platform fizzled out today and wouldn't come back for the next 6 to 9 months, what would you do? Remember, this is all about discipline. Start slow, work your way up, make the most of your time, and spend it well on things that matter most. This is very drastic, and I know what I said earlier, but if you're really addicted, maybe deactivating your account is not such a bad thing, at least for a month or a season. You know, as Nike say, just do it. You only get one life. Use it to fulfill a dream or accomplish a goal. Honestly, everything doesn't need to be on social media anyway. I found out that the best accomplishments happen behind the scenes. Take control of your life and don't let it take control of yours. You're in the driver's seat and that ride will only go where you lead it. Social media doesn't have to be an addiction. It can be a solution, but only if you make it one. So that's it for today's Thursday's tip episode. Hopefully something was said that will make you think, you know, about your social media time. When maybe not so much social media, but maybe make you think about your time in general, you know. So I'm hoping that, you know, maybe this year, you know, you would do a little bit more with your time, you know, accomplish some goals, you know, learn a new hobby or just do something and staying, you know, behind social media all day, you know, every day, you know. Some of us have done that. I know I have. That's my confession. So, you know, but anyway, hopefully you got something out of this episode. Listen, there's a new Thursday's tip episode every second Thursday of the month. So until the next time, stay healthy, be safe, and be well. That was it for today's episode. I hope you were inspired and feel positive vibes whenever you spend some time with me, Rashonda, and the Matters of the Heart podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to join me next time as we dive deeper into our spiritual, mental, and physical journey. You can follow Matters of the Heart podcast on Facebook to stay tuned for what's coming next. Feel free to share the episodes while you're here. Also, stay with me by subscribing wherever your favorite music and podcast stations reside. And as always, watch your heart because its actions will follow. Thank you for listening.